Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Life Light, Forced Fractionation. In this file, I am going to pull you down and push you back up over and over again. Now, to some, this may feel like a game, and they will think that they can show some resistance to whatever I'm going to do. Thinking that would be a grave mistake to make. Because I will pull you down, and I am going to make sure that you know exactly how far and how deep I'm going to do it. There might be all kinds of ways in which I choose to dominate you. See, it's very easy to pull someone down. All it takes is just grabbing your hair, a quick little yank and drop. That's all. Of course, if I then carefully push your head back up and awake, you might have been surprised of yourself already falling. Now you may say that this isn't fair. This isn't a resistance game like this. How can you possibly make a game out of this? I told you, this is no game. I am going to show you exactly how much power I can have over you if I choose. The amount of power is my choice. And perhaps I'm just going to tease you with my fingers softly, just touching the back of your head, knowing that it would take the tiniest of tugs, the smallest of effort to grab your hair and pull you down again. But that would be too easy. See, now I know that you want it. Now I know that part of you, maybe more than you're willing to admit, actually wants me to pull your hair and drop deep. And then wake back up. See, I can have a lot of fun with this, just walking around you, letting you know that as close as I am, it is my choice. I am in full control of the situation, and right now, you are a plaything. A bit of entertainment for my pleasure. Who knows what I will do later? Not that we both don't know that I'm entirely innocent and that, of course, I wouldn't do anything to you that you don't deeply desire. All those secrets that you've been telling me, all those hints you've been giving me on how much you want to be dominated. Now, I know that you're looking at me, pacing around you back and forth. I know that your attention is on me. Because if you let your attention wander even a little bit, I will immediately take your hair again and pull you down. All it takes is just a bit of movement from my fingers. A little yank to make you fall. And drop deeper and deeper. Now I know that part of you wants to be made to drop. It wants to feel that forcing sensation that you do not have a choice, despite that already being the case, of course, but let's wake you right back up with your attention on me, on my words, my voice, my control over you, and make sure that you see every bit of focus in my eyes. Hear the strength in my voice. Feel my presence very close. See, you are aware of every up and every down that I let you float through. Extremely acutely aware of me, my words, my every intonation, every step and every drop that I push you through. So I just run my fingers through your hair all the way down to the back of your neck and drop. Now, right now, you're not in a deep trance, you're just floating on the edge of a really nice feeling, and I know you want me to make you go deeper, but I won't. I am going to look at you as you shiver in frustration, craving me to grab your hair fully and pull you down tightly. See, I know that you're sitting there in defiance, wanting to be taken down. And how much would it take? My fingernails in the back of your neck. The tension of your hair as it's being pulled deeper. Maybe even the feeling of my voice right next to your ear. Just a whisper and a pull drop. How much do you think I need to make you? The answer is less than you think. So wake right back up and feel me pacing around you, making you acutely aware of how cute you sit there, helpless, powerless, staring with a mixture of awe and defiance, a pratty smile on your lips as you still attempt to resist the inevitable fall. I will make you. I sit right in front of you, staring you down, and a countdown can be as cliche and deliberate as anything. You can try to resist as much as you like. Every count is like another drop pulling you down. Let's see if you make it all the way to one before you drop deep. 10. A light, amused smile on my lips. fluttering eyes. 8. I know exactly what I'm doing. Do you? 7. 6. Every count is like a wave pulling you further. 5. You know that you have no choice, but you do your best to hang on. 4. Keeping your eyes open is a struggle. 3. As I still smile at your defiance, amused. 2. Barely capable of avoiding the drop. 1. Playing right into my hands as I pull your hair and you drop. All it takes is the right pressure at the right moment, deeper and deeper, to pull your mind into a willful flow of surrender. Obedience is both a choice and a choice taken. The voice leading the way into a place where your mind melts away into that state where everything is no more than emptiness. Empty and obedient, flowing deeper and deeper into that place where you are forced down. Wake. Feeling that woodiness in your mind before the drop. What must you do? Wake. Very good, and drop even deeper. No choice. Who do you obey? Very good. And wake. And remember who is in control. Drop. How much do you obey me? Yes. You obey me. This is simple preparation, just a game that isn't a game. Toying, playing, from a hypnotist to a helpless subject, powerless. And who knows what might follow, what evil ideas sneak through my mind. A blissful state of nothingness, and as you drop even more, you slowly realize that each and every drop was planned, placed, positioned right there for you to fall. From the moment I started, you had no choice. Forced to fractionate deeper and deeper. And every wake and drop pulled you further. Every space between the words made you anticipate another moment of emptiness a blankness that spreads through your mind, giving you no thoughts, no choice, but to follow, to flow in these words and making sure that all your attention is on me. And do not let your attention waver for even one moment. You focus on me. You must obey me completely. And there are all kinds of ways to fractionate even more. Maybe, just for my entertainment, I will do you the pleasure of awake before I continue with what I've planned next. And again, it might be so much more fun to grab your hair and pull you down and drop even deeper, giving you no choice in what follows. And if my voice does follow, you can remain nice and deep. Otherwise, you will easily, obediently awaken. Have fun.